she's been here before, but new this year, I guess, because we're still in the getting into the new routine of having guests back in the studio. So it is great to see Carol Handlin again, Vice President of Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated, and one of the co-founders of Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival. Thousands of people, well, certainly over 1,000 people have gone to SealandsGroveBrewFest.org in the previous months, but there's still some tickets available, so we want to talk about that. We'll also get a little bit of an update on some of the SPI, Sealands Grove Project SPI events that are underway. Thank you so much for coming in, Carol.
Greetings, Mark. It's great to be here.
I appreciate you coming in. Well, let's do at the beginning and at the end the Brew Fest, because we want to make sure that that's brought up, talked about, and that we make all the references we can. We'll see if we can help you to sell that out. So tell us about the Brew Fest. What's the status of that?
Well, we are moving along. We're only a couple days away, and we're getting really excited. We had our volunteer meeting last night, and we have a lot of new volunteers, which are much needed for an event this size, and everybody's pretty excited about this. We are at a new location this year due to COVID, because this planning started back in early spring, and we had to relocate this year, so we looked at many, many sites and came up with the best venue for us is the Susquehanna Valley Event Center that's across from the airport on Airport Road. And what it offers us is 12 acres, plenty of room for social distancing, because we are still in a pandemic, though a lot of things have been relaxed. So we will be able to social distance and provide that kind of comfort level to those attending. Yes, we've sold 1,400 tickets already. We have 1,800 up for sale. We've never changed that figure, but we don't sell out like we did in years past, because there are a lot of Brew Fests, but we're still in a pandemic, and there are still people not looking to go out into large crowds. We have our restaurants lined up, because part of the ticket price, which is $50, we haven't changed that in 4 years now. That includes your food, too, an unlimited tasting from 36 of our breweries, wineries, and distilleries out there. And fortunately, we have some great restaurants in downtown Sealands Grove, and we pull them into our festival and make them part of it, because in the end, our businesses downtown benefit from the revenue we generate from the festival. So part of that ticket price, they will be getting egg rolls from Bamboo Palace, pulled pork sliders from Bott's Tavern, Wicked Dog Grill. You're going to get chili dogs, OIP Express pizza, Deo's Kitchen, which is new to the festival this year. They're going to have ceviche, and Homer's Kitchen, who is also new to the festival. They're going to be doing wraps. So there'll be plenty of food. We'll have lots of water out there, bottled water for everybody to stay hydrated. And there's other wine and iced tea also for those that don't partake in distilled spirits or wine or brew. So,
and music.
Lots of music.
It
yes.
could just be a music festival. Yes. It'd be worth it.
Well, Ann Kerstetter surely sells tickets for us. She will be back again this year. Unfortunately, she was to play last year, but we had to postpone that event. So her band will be in place and will play for all 4 hours of the event. We also have Jason Yoder, who is going to be, we have a cigar lounge this year out in the distance, and that's a pretty cool setup for those who partake. Somehow brew and cigars go together. But he'll be out there at the cigar lounge playing acoustic guitar as well.
All right, just having a cigar lounge sort of sets you apart, but you're so wide open out in the open there.
Yes.
Over not far from the Penn Valley Airport, that you really have a chance to kind of spread out. So that's fantastic. Yeah, Susquehanna Valley, the name of that venue again.
It's the Susquehanna Valley Event Center.
It just popped out of my head as soon as I tried to think of it. Thank you. Yeah, I've been there, but I just didn't know where I was. Okay, yeah, tickets are $50, so maybe a little bit higher than some other places. But again, you got the music and the food is already included.
That's correct.
All right, so that makes this a little bit different. And I also just think that there's an atmosphere and almost like a camaraderie and just a great cohesive spirit at these kinds of things. Tell us, people how attractive that is.
Yeah, and a few other things about this year's fest. One thing that sets our festival apart from other beer fests that are going on is At our festival, we have the owners, the brewers, or their knowledgeable staff pouring those beer and able to talk to you about the beer. And that's what a lot of ticket holders, we have some that return year after year because of that. And they make special beers just for our event, too, that you can't get anywhere. So we don't have volunteers pouring beer that they know nothing about.
Okay.
And also this year, we're allowing ticket holders to bring in their own pop-up tents. So if they don't want to sit in, we have plenty of shade because there is no trees out there, but we have lots of tents. They're already up. They were put up yesterday. But we're allowing people to bring a pop-up tent so they could stay with their own little group of people and feel safe that way as well. So that's something new this year.
Oh, so great opportunity. You could kind of set up camp there and, you know, maybe just have a folding chair or something along that line. Okay. So, Sealands Grove Brew Fest, of course, one of the events that takes place with Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated. Also, the Market Street Festival, just getting ready like gangbusters this year.
Yes. As soon as we announced that we were going forward with that, we received 85 applications within two-week period for that. So, we anticipate another 135 vendors this year at the festival. That is Saturday, September 25th, always the last Saturday of the month, from 8:30 to 4. We will be providing shuttle service from the high school down to the main street. And we're happy to say Sunbury Broadcasting is going to be part of the festival this year. And we will have other entertainment under the tent as well.
Well, we're super glad to be part of it. I just think it's so important, and you are right. We got some pent-up demand that you're dealing with here. So if everybody wants to get out and have some fun, I know we're helping dump a tiny bit with the Sunbury River Festival, and I'll tell you what, just vendors are rolling in. They're really excited about being back down by the river. SPY, Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated, also involved in the Halloween Parade, Sealands Grove White Christmas Celebration, and the Rudy Gelnett Summer Music Series. Boy, if you like movie music, is Sealands Grove the place to go? And I know you got people coming from all over the region to Sealands Grove a couple times a week. Tell us about
those. Well, the Tuesday night series was always at the gazebo, and because of construction last year, they had to move to the Commons, and they liked it so much there, they moved the series there this year. So we have music on Tuesday nights, and then again, we have music on Thursday nights, and they're different genres, because Thursday we usually have bands, and Tuesday it's a hodgepodge of lots of different entertainment, which is great. But we have been bringing in 125, 150. We had over 200 people one night on our little commons downtown, and people are just loving it. So we're thrilled about that, and that runs all the way through August. It started the first week in June. So that's well attended, and people are going downtown and supporting our businesses. They're walking out to get drinks or their dinner and bringing it back to the commons to eat, because the borough was very nice to offer tables and chairs for dining pleasure.
Well, and I think at first I thought, you know, so many concerts. What is there, 25 concerts or something? It's crazy. I thought, well, maybe there'd be a slightly more sparse attendance at them, but one of my friends on Facebook shared it. It's just an enormous crowd of people down there.
Yeah, we are turning into a music town, because we also have music on Saturdays every day at our farmers market, and that started also in May and runs all the way through the end of November with a special one in December, and they have music, live music, every single week as well.
Well, we see the farmers market is doing really well, so we'll give Sarah Lover credit for that.
Absolutely.
She's one of our good helpers here, and that is booming, so tons of business there.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm thrilled with the market. It is a nice, steady crowd every Saturday. She has brought in new vendors, and it really fits the needs of the people downtown.
I think I am the one person who's never had a David's Delicious Delight. I don't know what's wrong with me.
They are delicious.
Yeah, actually, people are telling me I'm missing the boat on that.
You are.
So he's down there. Okay. So Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated, is this all consistent with your mission to just, I know you have a lengthy mission statement, but really it's just to make sure that everyone knows Sealands Grove is really rocking and unique and fabulous.
Yes, we are open, and the businesses are coming back. Our restaurants are seeing a surge of business, and the monies we raise, most of it is going for our facade grant program, and our businesses directly receive those funds. And our most recent one is the new facade at BJ's. If you haven't seen that building, go see it, because it's absolutely beautiful.
Well, it was an eye-catcher before, and I think now the upgrade is really just fabulous. So, yeah, that's a great business in the downtown. Okay, well, we have just a couple of moments left. I don't think I mentioned the Sealands Grove White Christmas celebration, so we'll put a plug in for that. And, of course, you know when and that will be happening. Please, you come back with some of the volunteers, and we'll give that a little bit of extra push, too. You'd also have a spy scholarship that goes out. And any unmet needs, you're looking for volunteers or contributions?
We're always looking for volunteers. And actually, tomorrow we have a group coming down to help us weed downtown, because we've been assisting the businesses, because again, a lot of them are barely staffed, and they don't have time to go outside and weed. So we've been weeding in front of many of the businesses downtown to help them out in that way.
One of our listeners sends us a text that says, Sealands Grove is the nicest town in the world.
Oh, how nice.
So
oh.
You got a fan. So, yeah, that's
thank you.
And that's a visitor to your town, too. So, all right. Well, I'll give you a closing comment. Anything you'd like to add? Maybe push the SealandsGroveBrewFest.org again.
Yes. Yes. If you want tickets for the festival, and again, this is a fundraising event for us, it's SealandsGroveBrewFest.org. And you can get your tickets directly there online.
All right. And everybody spread out over 12 acres. That's an enormously large field. So super. All right. Well, good luck. Have a great. And it is this Saturday. And what time does it start on Saturday?
The event starts at 2 o'clock, and it runs from 2 to 6. We will be having shuttle service from all the hotels, and we will be running a shuttle directly from the event to downtown Sealands Grove and back, because many residents don't want to drive now that we relocated. So they'll be hopping on that shuttle, and we want people to come down for lunch or after till dinner. The shuttle will run from 11:45 till 10 p.m., and we have two shuttles going.
Well, and I know a couple of people down on Sherman Street are going to be walking to the festival, and it's not really a pedestrian super-duper
friendly. No, I wouldn't suggest that, especially we know we're going to have traffic coming in on Airport Road like that. So be careful.
They'll walk to there, but they might get a ride back. Just logistically, that might be a good idea. Well, Carol, thank you so, so much for all you're doing. You're really super busy. You're involved in networking and really making a lot of good things happen. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Carol Handlin, Vice President, Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated, co-founder and co-chair of Hops, Vines, and Wines Festival, SealandsGroveBrewFest.org, and then SealandsGrove.net, the website for Sealands Grove Projects Incorporated.